Those are the strategic points and the elements of the Northern military that we'll talk about now in this lecture. Grant and Banks and Rosecrans. Let's look first at Grant and how Grant moved forward in his Vicksburg campaign. This campaign would show Grant at his absolute best, and I think it's worthwhile to take just a minute or two here and emphasize that the Grant of the Vicksburg campaign is far different from the man described in much of the literature on the Civil War. The predominant image of Grant in much of what's been written about the war is that of a clumsy, head-on fighter who didn't know how to do anything except find where the enemy was, go straight at the enemy with as much power as possible, and try to club your enemy into submission. He won battles simply because he piled his men in relentlessly. That is a very common image. He overwhelmed his opponents, and the shorthand description of Grant is Grant the Butcher. You see that image used again and again and again in the literature. That's the Grant that people think of, and that image comes from the Overland Campaign of 1864, the battles from the Wilderness to Spotsylvania to Cold Harbor, and so forth. I think part of the emphasis on this element of Grant's generalship is that these events took place in Virginia, and most things that took place in Virginia have been magnified. They seem to be more important than what happened anywhere else, and the same is true with Grant. People stress that part of Grant's record, the Virginia part of his record. Lost cause writers helped spread that image after the war, especially. They didn't make it up, because even during the war there was criticism of Grant in the North as being a man who had too many casualties and did too much of this straight-ahead fighting during the Overland Campaign. But the Lost Cause writers certainly enhanced that image, and they did it specifically to make Lee look better. They, in essence, said, here we have Lee, a gallant, very capable officer with his little army of Northern Virginia, fighting off Grant, this clumsy butcher who has so many men that he can just keep relentlessly pressing against Lee until he finally wears Lee and his troops down. Jubal Early, a Confederate general who became one of the most prominent Lost Cause writers, a perfect example of those who tried to portray Grant as minimally talented. In one of his publications, he specifically asked, should I compare Grant to Lee? Or he said, should I compare Lee to Grant? And his answer was, I might as well compare the pyramids in their majesty along the Nile to a pygmy perched on the shoulders of Atlas. So for Early, Grant's this pygmy, and Lee, of course, is the grand figure. All Grant can do is pile in his men. Well, in fact, Grant didn't prefer that kind of fighting. That wasn't the kind of general he would have been if he had had his way. Vicksburg shows Grant more in the milieu that he preferred, and that is as a soldier who can maneuver, who can think, and who can use guile and swift movement and only the least fighting possible to defeat his enemy. Grant was daring, resourceful, willing to take risks, all qualities that we'll see clearly in our account of the Vicksburg campaign's climactic scenes. His decision, for example, we've touched on this, I'll just reiterate here, his decision to have the naval vessels run past the batteries at Vicksburg is a perfect example of this, an example of his daring. And as we saw earlier, most of his subordinates said, don't do it. They opposed it. He went ahead with it, and he achieved success. And now he finds himself where we left him last time, south of Vicksburg, east of the river, of the Mississippi River, right where he wanted to be. He's near Bruinsburg with slightly more than 20,000 men. He's ready to abandon his supply lines and strike into the interior of Mississippi, where he'll live off the land for this short campaign. Over the first 3 weeks of May, he moved very rapidly and succeeded time after time after time against a variety of Confederate opponents. His 23,000 men, as we said last time, were at Port Gibson, Mississippi, on May 1st. They defeated 8,000 Confederates there in the first battle of the last phase of the Vicksburg campaign. William Tecumseh Sherman then marched downriver, down the west side of the river, to join Grant, ferried over to join Grant, bringing Grant's strength to 44,000 men in Mississippi. His two main opponents would be John C. Pemberton, who had about 32,000 men, the principal army defending Vicksburg,